Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for a few surprises here on our Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits from the charts put together by Talkers Magazine. Every week at this time, the folks who are involved with me on the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn usually here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, but because Victoria and Jay are here but Jennifer is not, we've invited Chuck Curry, who's an important member of the cast, if you will, on the DJV program, takes care of information that we need every day on entertainment, videos, movies, but he also has lots to say. Most of us are not single-dimensional, and Chuck is one of those people who has a lot of different pieces that make him percolate. And so we invited him to join us for the countdown review, the stories and the people with comments about the top 10 items in either of those categories. So, Chuck, welcome. We'll enjoy your input, your conversation, if you can get a word in edgewise with Jay and Victoria. And, of course, I'll have a thing or two to say about some of these things as well. So let's go through the story list as prepared by Talkers this week of the top 10 news talk issues as discussed on talk radio programs and stations all across the country. At number 10, the focus on the Olympics. You want to? It's probably useless, Victoria, to go through numbers because this is a program to be heard all across the country, all across the weekend, so the numbers will change somewhat. But suffice it to say, it seems to be a back and forth and has been through the entire Olympic period between the United States, China, and those cheating Russians, right? Would you say that's
yeah.
a way of...
We've maintained our front-running position since nearly the beginning, so yeah, it's we've done very well.
You suppose that angers the Chinese government?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure it does, right? That's we're already on their unfriendly list, so yeah.
Now, number 9, speaking of unfriendly, our relationship with China, and one of the things that we were talking about this week on the DJV program was the this medical tech company in China that is actually accused of running a child trafficking business that apparently has been going on for quite a while. So some international group has found this woman, whose name I couldn't pronounce even if I wanted to, who was out of the country making arrangements for the delivery of some children, and she was arrested. So this is the kind of stuff. Now, could this go on elsewhere? Do we ever hear stories like this coming out of the Middle East or where else?
Of course, everywhere. Yeah. I mean, this is not exclusive to China at all.
No. Okay, number 8. The stats, if you will, regarding violence in our country, crime, who's committing the crimes, that sort of thing. This is an ongoing story and conversation, it seems to me. Number 7, the situation, another ongoing thing, the immigration problems, the border situation, etc. Number 6, the weather and what's going on. It seems to have calmed down here in the Northeast where I am in terms of rain, although there still is a lot of rain in the forecast. But out in the western part of the country, northwest especially, but southwest has a problem. There has been this week a ban on farmers using water in the central California Valley. So those of you who think you're going, you have no idea what this is going to do to the price of food. You know, you hear Biden and some of the other politicians, the problems that we have that are based, if you will, on prices going up and whether we're going to have inflation that stays for 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years. The politicians don't want you to think about inflation because that's not good for them being reelected. But the reality is many things in our economy, and that's kind of number 5, actually, the supply shortages of food. And we've been talking about chips and other things, but I was with somebody this week. We're talking about supply chain problems and how that's affecting the advertising business. Because if you don't have product, you can't sell. And that, if you can't sell advertising to sell product, then that affects the people who sell advertising, mostly the radio and the television business, that sort of thing. So it has it's the supply chain affects all of us in different ways, but it certainly is affecting business. And so anyway, that's number five. Number four, the California recall. I think from what I can gather, my friend Larry Elder is doing better and better all the time, and Newsom is doing worse in terms of his public persona. Is that an accurate? We don't have Jennifer
yeah, but
here
then,
to give us, but
right. And later this week, Jen gave us an update that the YouTube guy, the real estate YouTube guy, I'm blanking on his last name now. It's a weird last name. He has now jumped ahead of Larry Elder, and he kind of came out of nowhere. Yeah. So Larry has competition now.
He has a lot of money to spend, and Larry doesn't. That's probably the bottom
Could
line.
Be.
A lot of these people are throwing their own money. And that's another thing. How do we... I've never really quite understood how the rules fit. A friend of mine is running for mayor here in Framingham, the town where I grew up and I live still. And he put... I think he borrowed $10,000 from himself or $13,000 or something like that. Apparently, you can use as much... Remember, Bloomberg used tens of millions of dollars to get elected in New York, right? Or to help him get elected anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So this, whoever this guy is, and I don't know what his name is that you're talking about, is using his money to spend, you know, it's all name recognition stuff. It's not what are your qualifications, it's do I recognize your name? Like, if Dolly Parton ran for governor of Tennessee, she'd win in a heartbeat. Whether she
was qualified. Unanimous.
Right, yeah, right, of course. Matthew McConaughey's going to run in Texas for governor. He'll win, because everybody knows his name. People have been divorced from the civics lessons in school that taught us how to ascertain whether a person was good for office. What is Matthew McConaughey is one of the smartest people, I think, in the acting scene. He certainly is lucid and intelligent, probably well-intentioned as well. And then people say, well, what's her qualification? Well, what was Trump's qualification? I mean, what are any of these people, what are the qualifications of people that run for office? Are they supposed to, Bloomberg won because he was a good businessman, and that's what New York needed. Plus, he had common sense, which would be, that's why I wished he had won. I would much rather see him president than the guy who's there now. Anyway, we're getting off of the beaten path. Let's see here. Number three has a focus on the January 6th investigating committee, which in my mind is a joke. Ladies, it is. It's all politics, frankly. And so what's going to come out of it at the end of the day? What comes out of all this except smoke and mirrors? Whenever there are these investigatory things, it's nothing. It's bunkum. That's one of my father's favorite expressions. Bunkum. Number two, I think this is the most interesting, twisting, turning story of the week, the fate of Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York. So all of you want to, Chuck Curry is here with us. He's from New York originally, but you were, how long has it been since you lived in New York City, Chucker?
Since 1992.
All right. So how do you think New York has changed? Yeah, how has New York changed in the years since you've lived there?
I would say the demographics of a mixed culture is a little bit more different. When I was living up there in the 90s, a lot of people starting to sell their homes and move to Staten Island and then ultimately to Pennsylvania, which I found my way back in 92, which is a very long time when I think about it.
Yeah, you've been there for a while, that's for sure. So now, fast forward to the governor. The Cuomos, though, have been around. When you were a kid, was Mario Cuomo in politics when you were there in the 90s? He was, wasn't he? He was.
Mm-hmm.
Cuomo was involved in the 80s, even. I remember.
Yeah.
I was
sure
working.
Was.
At the, yeah. So how is Andrew Cuomo and Chris?
Yeah, I just want. What's going on now with the governor? I have somewhat mixed feelings on it because based on that investigation that came out, I believe he'll ultimately be removed if he does not resign based on some of the comments and commentary that came out in the investigation. Having said that, as a whole, when I look at the Me Too movement that has gone on in Hollywood, I think some of it is somewhat of an overreach. Some of it is certainly justified. But I think you have to have a really open mind and look at all the facts before, ultimately, despite whether you like the man or dislike the man, think of yourself in the same position when you pass judgment on a person, knowing not only will he lose his governorship, which is one aspect of his life, but his reputation, his legacy, and ultimately his mental stability. I mean, those are serious accusations that have serious consequences, and I just think people should really think real hard before you lay down an ultimate hammer on an individual, because at the end of the day, we're all human beings who make mistakes, and a lot of issues when it goes down this route, not all of it is accurate. That's all I like to say.
We all live in a judgmental society. Think about it that
way. Very much so.
It's very much judgmental.
So. And I'm not saying what he did is not wrong, because if based on what came out in that investigation, a lot of what he did is wrong, no doubt. Mm-hmm. Having said that, you don't know 100% what is accurate and what is not accurate.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. 17 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits, the companion piece to the official Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Charles Curry.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Back to our overview of what's going on News Talk Radio, Doug, with Jay and Victoria and Chuck. So number one is the COVID story. Perhaps important this week is Moderna releasing a new study on its vaccine, because much of the focus has been, let's face it, on Pfizer. Company says its vaccine is 93% effective 6 months after the second dose. So why did they? Are they trying to compete? Are they trying to position themselves so that people will when you need the third shot, they get it from Moderna? Looks like their numbers are higher than Pfizer. Am I reading this correctly?
That is correct, yeah. According to their, now this is coming from them. I don't believe it's peer reviewed yet. But it's good news for people who got Moderna. But mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about those of us who have Pfizer?
Well, we're still in the 80 something percentile, so we're still covered. I mean, it's you know, but yeah.
Yes, 21 after the hour here on the countdown overview. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at 23 after the hour. Time for us to check the trending items. That's the tradition on the DJV program. Jay Kirshner is the person who is our student. And the comments that are coming from people who follow us on social media, why don't you give us all the addresses, and then let's get into the meat here, Jay, shall we?
Yeah, at DJV Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And, of course, you can always find us on the website, djvshow.com.
All right. And that's, by the way, where every week we publish the talkers list. You can find it at talkers.com or at djvshow.com, the top 10 stories, top 10 people. All right, so concern about the variant and asking people to respond to that. What are we having? What are we getting for comments, Jay?
It seems very little concern. Aaron Bramblett does have concern that's heightening. Karen Ingberg has, she is very concerned about the Delta variant. However, Sam Watson says, if you are still believing this BS, then God help you.
God help you, sir, when you end up on a ventilator.
Mike Zadra. Mike Zadra has kind of a sarcastic comment. Only 45 million more deaths needed to equal 1918 H1N1. Doesn't even seem like COVID is trying.
I think that's a worldwide number. What is the worldwide number of people who have died in this whole thing over the past year and a half or so of the various variants? It's what? Well, we don't know. The stories that leak out of China suggest that there are 4 or 5 million people who have died there. But elsewhere, is that a number that's equal around the world? I think it looks like 12, 14 million maybe have died. Does that sound like a number? I was talking like we were buying shoes. Anyway, go ahead, Jay.
What I just Googled is about 4.2 million deaths.
Nah. Well, it may be what's been reported, but I've said that what happened in America is there was a bounty offered by the government of $200,000 for everybody that died in your hospital of COVID. That's what they were paying the hospital, so there were a lot of fudgy numbers. Whether is it 600 people who have died or 300? You know what? What difference does it make? All these numbers, the focus on who, numbers, and why, and all that stuff, the important thing is to try to keep yourself from getting sick, isn't it? Isn't that the real discussion?
Mm-hmm.
The rest
mm-hmm.
of it is all bunkum. I can use that word twice today. Oof. Okay, let's see. Well, yes, please, Chucker.
Okay. Now, for people who say that COVID or these variants is basically like the flu and it is what it is, let me just say I know a young girl who's 23 years old who's a nurse. She did not get vaccinated because she just is anti-vax. Now, she just got COVID about 10 days ago. And with the flu, you don't lose your taste of smell and your ability to taste. She cannot taste, she cannot smell for 10 days, and it's ongoing. Now, if that is not scary, I don't know what
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, to me, that you know, people could say wind up on a ventilator, and that might be an overreaction for 99% of the people or the populace who wind up getting COVID. But who wants to lose their ability to taste and ability to smell and have it be 10 days well, and not know when it's coming back?
But not the other side of that is...
And Chuck is right, and sometimes it's months, and some people have never recovered it. So
well,
you're right,
but
that's
I
absolutely
know,
terrifying.
The next step on that is what else is it doing to your body that you can't detect? You can detect that stuff... But what else is going on with you that you can't
yeah.
detect?
Well, and there's also that long-form COVID symptoms with severe tinnitus, where people are not just having ringing in the ears, but it's so loud it's almost like an airplane taking off right next to them.
Yeah, lovely. Okay.
Let me just play the other side real quick. I just read an article by Andrew Sullivan, who's a columnist, and he was petrified of COVID. He's been vaccinated, and he had a breakthrough case, which was not serious. But he did say, in his opinion, and he feels strongly, and I agree with this, in a free and open society, okay, with the availability of a vaccine, I do believe that the message should be get vaccinated, not masked, but get vaccinated, because that's the ability to prevent you from serious illness, so get vaccinated.
So yep. There's a point. Lots of points of view here. That's what the Talk Radio Countdown Show is all about. 28 past the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The Biden plan is working. That's according to President Biden anyway. July's job numbers released Friday. Over 940,000 jobs added. The unemployment rate drops to 5.4%.
We're now the first administration in history to add jobs every single month in our first 6 months in office. And the only one in history to add more than 4 million jobs during the first 6 months. Economic growth is the fastest in 40 years.
The unemployment rate is still almost 2 points above pre-pandemic levels, and we still have over 5.5 million fewer jobs than we did before COVID. California now dealing with the largest single wildfire in state history. The Dixie wildfire crosses two counties in Northern California. It's been burning for over 3 weeks, covering over 430,000 acres. California fire officials say it's only 35% contained. This is USA Radio News. The Taliban captures more territory in Afghanistan. The Taliban Friday seizing control of Zaranj, the capital of the Nimroz province. This is the first provincial capital captured by the Taliban since U.S. and NATO troops started their pullout. The U.N. envoy to Afghanistan saying Friday the war has entered a new, deadlier, and more destructive phase. Schools are reopening across the country, but federal officials open to closing them again if COVID cases spike. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona at a town hall in Boston Friday.
The transmission in the community, I wouldn't say the school, the community spread gets to a certain level, it may be best to have students learning from home. But we're going to do everything in our power not to go there. The kids suffered enough. If we follow the rules, use the mitigation strategies, get vaccinated as soon as you can. I'm hoping we don't have to do that this year.
Boston public schools are requiring masks this fall, but Cardona says it's also important to remember after-school activities pose a threat as well. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are back on the Talk Radio Review for the first week, the charts that we're discussing from Talkers Magazine for the week of August 2nd to the 6th. Here with my colleagues is Chuck Curry, who is actually a colleague. He's been working with me for 27, 8, 9, I don't know how many. You look back at the history of when you first went on the air. You must be almost 30 years. We have this program, or the original program, and it's what it's morphed into in terms of syndicated morning programs that's heard not only in the morning but around different times of the day on a lot of different radio stations all around the country. But basically, essentially, it is done in the morning. And Chuck first started getting up with me 1992, 91, somewhere in there, right? Isn't that how far?
Late 92.
Okay, there you go. Pretty much as long as Michael Harrison has been doing the countdown with me. All right, so Chuck has had an important part in the DJV program. We decided we'd invite him in this week because he always has some expressions of concern, and he's articulate, so why not have his thoughts along with yours? You can certainly add your thoughts in on any of our social media. Jay's monitoring that. Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer's off this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's go through the people list. Now, we've been through the story list. The people list, as we know, always kind of ties in or wraps in to what's going on with the stories. At number 10, Simone Biles. We all have something to say about her, so you want to come up with a word or a phrase, Victoria, that you would use to describe Simone Biles?
I think that she has shown so much bravery and dignity and ability. She's just had an incredible week, and, it was rough for her. There were a lot of people who came after her and, and called her all kinds of names, but she's a goat. So yeah. I think she's phenomenal, and to end her Olympic career and probably her gymnastics career with a bronze medal.
24.
Yeah.
Isn't that awful to talk about the end of her career at 24?
I mean, it might not be. It might not be, but
she's just out of shape.
But she's had an incredible week, so.
So these, as an ancillary story, these two Belarusian coaches have been booted by the International Olympic Committee from the Olympic Village. Remember the story from earlier this week about this sprinter whose name we couldn't pronounce?
mm-hmm. who was sent back home because she was complaining about how bad these guys were in the first place. And that got a lot of attention. I was sort of surprised because not many people pay much attention to anything going on in Belarus. But it's a, it kind of just shows you what the attention is for. And I think it's good because, again, I go back to what I just said. Who knows anything about Belarus other than it's one of the former Soviet republics? Do you know anything about Belarus, Victoria?
No.
No. Jay? No. Nobody knows. So these got they got what they deserve, it looks like. Okay, number nine, getting what he deserves, hopefully, is being thrown out of office. That's my spin on it. Gavin Newsom is number nine. We were talking about the fellow. Did you find his name, Victoria? Who's?
I did, and then I don't have it now in front of me. It's Piff. Go back to go on to somebody else.
Well, Larry Elder is a radio talk host, and I've known him. I've told the story about him and I working together. We started at the same time at KBC in Los Angeles in 1993. He's had a stellar career. He's a good, very thoughtful, smart guy, and he's got a very good chance. But this fellow has come along.
Kevin Pathrath is his name. He's a real estate developer, and he is a kind of a YouTube star. He talks about, does a lot of YouTube videos about real estate. So he has come out of nowhere, really, and has really now.
Yeah, I didn't know his name before this week. Yeah.
Yep.
I thought I was a contender. I could have been a contender. Marlon Brando, you know the name of that movie? None of you do. Chucker,
no.
You're the movie guy. Yes, right, on the waterfront. Thank you. All right, let's go to number eight. The name from the people list, Rand Paul. Back and forth with Dr. Fauci, who's also on the list this week, as usual. The ladies here, well, I don't know, Jay, if I know where you stand, what you think about Rand Paul. I know what Victoria thinks about him. What do you think about Rand Paul? He's from kind of down in your neck of the woods.
Yeah. Nah. Is that enough?
Bumpity bump boom. What do you think of Rand Paul?
I think he's an interesting mind, and I wish both of them, Fauci and Paul, would have some sort of common ground on their opinion, because I think they both have something to say that has validity, but I think they're both way too far apart. And if they just came to the center and had an understanding of each one's opinion, I think the general discourse would be a lot better for it.
Well, it'd be nice if it wasn't an opinion, but in fact, fact. And we get this back and forth with Fauci, who seems to change his mind about a lot of things. Now, granted, there's a lot of new research. Science always is disproving itself, that sort of thing. But he's become a lightning rod for claims of misinformation. And when he was with Rand Paul at those government hearings, the two of them went back and forth with each other. Rand Paul is on the conservative. I would guess he doesn't wear a mask. Has he had his shots? Does anybody know whether Rand Paul has had vaccines or not?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah. I'd like to know whether he had a shot or not. But in general, Rand Paul represents a point of view that ought to be heard. One of the problems we have in our country is that there are both sides shouting down the other side, saying they shouldn't be heard. And if we really are believers in freedom of speech, we need to be hearing from all these people because they make us think, if nothing else. I happen to think Rand Paul is a very interesting guy. A lot of the things that he comes up with, I agree with. And that's just where my head is. I don't know, frankly. I find myself oftentimes in a place where nobody else is. And I guess I enjoy that, too. And that may be one of the things that I like about Rand Paul, because he's usually...
Well, I would agree. I think Rand Paul represents, in some ways, a lot of people's frustration with the ongoingness of this issue. Now, having said that, the issue is real. Certain things we cannot control, and we have to accept whether we like it or not. But having said that, In a capitalistic society where people have to get up in the morning and go to work and make a living, it's very frustrating with the thought of the Fauci message of the possibility that we get shut down again. I think that's a pill that most people simply cannot swallow.
No, not going to happen.
But they both have good – listen – Fauci has science, and I respect that 100%. Rand Paul has a frustration message that I also understand. So if they just came to the center with their thought process, I would respect that a lot more.
I traveled this week to Florida. Number 7 on the people list is Ron DeSantis and what's going on in Florida. I found things to be kind of cool, calm, and matter of fact when I was in both Palm Beach and Boca Raton the other day. But I am aware of, I saw in the airport, and I picked it up because I had a little extra time. I usually am pretty tight on time when I run through an airport, but I had a few minutes to pick up a book that was written by somebody named Carol Roth. I don't know who she is, but her philosophy is that big government used the pandemic to basically consolidate its power and crush these small businessmen. I can tell you that's what's happening in agriculture. I know that for a fact. Many of you know that I do a radio program called The American Family Farmer. It's a podcast as well at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com about food, farm, and family, because I am a small American farmer as well. My heightened interest in these things gets surfaced. Fortunately, I have a little pulpit on a couple of radio programs that at least allow some people to hear what I'm thinking. But this lady writes in this book about how many small American businesses went out of business belly up last year. And the bureaucrats say that it's COVID, but they've allowed a lot of things. And you have to look no further than what has happened in China. You know, in essence, we've exported capitalism in part there, and then we've been, the big businesses have gotten bigger because they got things made cheaper in China. And this, the theory here is that they've crushed the backbone of a lot of small American businesses. Who agrees or disagrees with that? Jay? No, Jay apparently fell off of, I hope she's okay. Victoria, thoughts on that? The war on small business, basically, is, that's the name of the book, by the way. Go ahead.
I haven't read the book, so I don't know.
No, sorry, but it's the theory behind it, whether or not...
That the government planned all this to kill small business?
No, that's not what I said. It's okay. The plan, but it is the result of, it was an opportunity to take on, to allow. We've all talked about this over the years. Big business gets involved in government. They send in their officers to do duty. They go to the FDA. The drug companies send people in. They apply for jobs. They get them. They change the rules. They change the regulations. And then they go back to their companies. We've seen that happen with Monsanto. We've seen it happen at the EPA. We've seen it at the FDA. We've seen it. Most of the government agencies have people that come from the businesses that they regulate. They go to work in the government. They change things that are to their benefit. And then they go back to work in their old companies. You see this time after time after time. And that's basically what this woman's theory is in the book. That a handful of big businesses and a handful of unions have taken control. But we see the unions and what they've done, certainly in public education, the public sector. And so this is, and I don't think it has to do with a political party, frankly. It has more to do with Tucker.
I would say that the end result, obviously, is that big business has benefited massively from COVID. Amazon would be the greatest example. But I also feel I'm very skeptical when people throw out the word they. They, who is they, and how would they orchestrate something like this? I do believe that the one industry that has been crushed, which I think big business has really no interest in crushing, would be the restaurant industry. I don't think there's any real benefit to crush the restaurant industry. And they have been the number one victim of COVID. So I'm very skeptical when people throw out the word they. I don't think there's been any orchestration of this as she applies.
They say.
But the end result is the end result.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like restaurants were thriving. Bars more so, maybe not so much, but restaurants, at least in Nashville, they offered more takeout options. I mean, restaurants that never even offered takeout for certain things were offering takeout.
And it helped to vary their business.
Living off of this, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Amazon, they have delayed a return to the office until January, but they are now requiring vaccinations. Does that surprise any of you? Amazon is everywhere. You can't go down a street without seeing an Amazon truck. You can't go on the highway without seeing trailer trucks with Amazon.
Well, the warehouses, the people who work in the warehouses have been there all along, and they're still going to be there. But this is for anybody who has, you know, an office job with Amazon. They're pushing it back to January because they know where their locations are. They're hot spots right now for the virus. So. Yeah. I think a lot of other companies, like in New York, my husband's company is talking about this again. A lot of our friends who commute from Jersey into New York City, everything's up in the air. It all depends on this variant and when we need booster shots.
From Talkers Magazine, these are the top 10 stories this week, which you will hear discussed on our Talk Radio Countdown show. 10, the Olympics and the results. Number 9, our relationship with China and the latest wrinkles as to land being bought in America near a U.S. Air Force base. Number 8, crime, violence, police, all those things wrapped together in conversation. Number 7, same sort of thing, immigration problems on the border. Number 6, the harsh weather, dryness. That seems to be something that continues to occupy our time and our headspace. Number 5, the economy. And inflation. Number 4, Donald Trump's issues. Number 3, committee to study January 6th and what nonsense that is. Andrew Cuomo and his problems. Number 2, and the problems we're all having with COVID and vaccines. Those are the stories. That's the list. I'm Doug Steffen. One final comment from each of our participants after this.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather,
so. I saw 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Now, the list of people, every week on the countdown, I like to do this officially because sometimes we get off, we're not going in order. There are all kinds of reasons for us wanting to know exactly what the lists are. So here we go, the people list, top 10. Simone Biles, for obvious reasons, at number 10. Gavin Newsom, another one, obvious reasons, at number 9. Rand Paul, the senator, is number 8. Ron DeSantis, the governor, is number 7. Kevin McCarthy, the congressman, is number 6. Nancy Pelosi, the speaker, is number 5. Donald Trump, the ex-president, is number 4. Tony Fauci, who is, how do we describe him? He's indescribably delicious. Maybe we'll leave it at that. He's number 3 on the list of people. Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, and his brother, actually, and the father, the whole Cuomo family. But Andrew is getting all the attention, so he's at number 2. And Joe Biden, our president, the president, some people say, he's not my president. Well, he is the president of the country, and he's number 1 on this people list from Talkers Magazine. All right, well, we only have a few seconds here. I appreciate your being here, Chucker. Thank you very much. And to Jay Kirshner and to Victoria Keelan, a big help here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Review. Check out our lists at djvshow.com.
The Talk Radio. Radio Countdown.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. It's time now for us to get an overview of the top tech stories of this past week, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keevan. So Doug Steffen does the announcer role here. At number five, there's a Rickroll.
Yep.
There's a Rickroll in everybody's life. Okay, so take it away, Victoria.
So the official video for Rick Astley's 1987 hit Never Gonna Give You Up, which will stick in your head all day, that has surpassed 1 billion plays on YouTube. The song became a lasting part of internet culture thanks to the Rickroll meme, and it has reached impressive milestones this week. So Rick Astley took to the video's comment section to share his gratitude. He said, "It's amazing, crazy, and wonderful." He said, "The world is a wonderful and beautiful place. I am very lucky." So since the Rickroll thing, well, it's really big on April Fool's Day. That video alone gets like over 2 million hits just on April Fool's Day. So good for Rick Astley. And he actually celebrated joining the Billion Plays Club by releasing a limited, it's already sold out. It's a limited run of 7-inch blue vinyl pressing of the song. And so that's how much people want it. It was sold out immediately. So good for Rick Astley.
Number four, there's a Zoom in your future.
Well, if you ever used Zoom, which all of us have during the pandemic, then you are familiar with Zoom bombings. And Zoom bombings happen when people would hack into a meeting and, you know, throw up some porn or whatever it would be to disrupt whatever the meeting was. So Zoom, in the beginning of the pandemic, was not prepared for the onslaught of use that they ended up getting. And so their security was really light, and that's how people were able to break in. They did some improvements along the way. However, it was not enough because a class action lawsuit against them, they lost in the case. And so now if you have used Zoom any time between March 30th of 2016 to the present day, you can actually get $25 if you have your own account. Or if you're just a user of Zoom, you can get $15. So that's all part of the third-party negotiations that they've been doing. So yeah, everyone's entitled.
Number three, some updates from HBO Max.
HBO Max had a big week. Warner Media, which owns HBO Max, announced that the app is now available on LG smart TVs. They can be the app can be downloaded from the LG Channel Store. And then they also note that this is right in time for the premiere this week of The Suicide Squad, which is available on HBO Max free of charge if you already have it, and that'll be there for 31 days. And so they're also offering free episodes to potential new subscribers. And they also have a new podcast platform they've announced. So they've got a lot of stuff going on.
Number two, Verizon.
So Verizon has introduced new mobile hotspot plans, and they have four options to choose from, starting with 15 gigs for $20 per month, all the way up to 150 gigs for $80 a month. They offer standalone and unlimited plan add-ons, and so if you're in an RV, if you're traveling this summer, if you're in some rural area, this is actually a great way to save a lot of money. And so all you have to do is just contact Verizon and pick which plan is best for you. The Essential and Plus plans are available to Verizon customers, while the Pro and Premium plans can be added either to an unlimited plan or purchased as a standalone product if you have a different carrier. So it's a pretty good deal.
Number one this week, this is a biggie, Facebook.
Facebook is just, I don't know, they just seem to keep stepping in their own way. Mm-hmm. Facebook has banned the personal accounts of academics who have researched ad transparency and the spread of misinformation on Facebook. These are not, they closed down not only, I mean, everyone who, you know, supports Trump complains, oh, Trump's been disabled. Well, this is happening to a lot of people. And so all of these academics, their personal pages, which may have never posted anything about Facebook or transparency with ads or anything, those are all disabled now too. The group obviously is saying that Facebook is trying to prevent them from exposing more issues that Facebook has. Now, because of this research, this is from NYU Ad Observatory. It's a group that has basically been founded to examine the origin and spread of political ads on Facebook, like who pays for the ads, and they track how far the reach is, things like that. Through their work, they actually have identified a lot of issues that Facebook has. So I'm not surprised that Facebook is fighting back so hard at them and disabling their accounts. But, you know, I mean, who pays for certain political ads, Russia, China, Iran, they've uncovered those links. How far-right misinformation is much more engaging than misinformation from the center or the left. They've done a lot of research on how far, like the crazier to the right, the more it spreads. So there's a lot of important work that they're doing, but yeah, Facebook dumping them off the platform, it really is a bad look.
I wonder what their approach is to a lot of the postings in China. Something to think about. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.